Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit Seeker Hour. Spirit Seeker Hour is your chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer.
Hello and welcome. This is Cindy Meyer, and this is the weekly Cindy Meyer Spirit Seeker Hour. And each week we interview authors, spiritual leaders, people doing the work, people who are in the front lines of mind, body, spirit, health, wellness, and as we know, there's a lot going on in the world today, so we can all use, you know, support and different tools in our toolbox. So Spirit Seeker is a magazine that has been published in the Midwest for 14 years. It's an online magazine read throughout the United States, and we're getting ready to translate it into Spanish. So you'll be having the Spanish and the English version each month, and then we'll be adding other languages as time goes by. But you can read the magazine at spiritseeker.com. We are as a physical, tangible pickup paper in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Chicago, as well as throughout Missouri and other parts of Illinois. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about Spirit Seeker later, but right now I would like to welcome my guest, Beatrix Quintana. Beatrix, are you there? Hello? She was there. Beatrix, are you there?
She just dropped off. She's going to have to call back again.
Okay. All right. Well, while Beatrix is calling back in, I'll tell you a little bit more about Spirit Seeker, and once she comes on, then I'll formally introduce her. But basically, Spirit Seeker, as I said, has been around 14 years. We have a monthly magazine, so you can read that magazine every single month at spiritseeker.com. And if you want to receive a reminder when the magazine is posted online, all you have to do is send me an email to info@spiritseeker.com, and then I will add you to our sacrosanct email list that we do not sell to anyone, but we let you know about the weekly radio show. We let you know about our different events, classes, teleseminars, etc. So once again, just send that email to info@spiritseeker.com. Okay, Nate, do we have Beatrix back? Oh, my. Probably having trouble. Okay, so Beatrix will be here momentarily. She's my guest this evening. And
there she is.
Okay, all right. Beatrix? Hello?
There we go.
I can't even hear you. There we
okay.
go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
I got
okay.
cut off by something called the Art Institute. It just took off right on top of me talking about how I remembered when Spirit Seeker started and how we named it, and I was just getting so excited.
Oh my gosh, and then you were gone.
And then all of a sudden, boom, this whole commercial came on regarding some art institute.
Oh,
and I think, oh my, is that one of your sponsors?
No, I don't even know where it came from. That's
terrible. Oh my goodness.
But I work with artists, and I love art, so it doesn't surprise me that it was an art interruption. Yeah, the artwork, I should mention that. Maybe that's why you brought this on. The artwork each month on Spirit Seeker is just something to behold. And this month, we have this beautiful lady with this amethyst crystal in her third eye, and it's just amazing. It's called Amethyst Woman. And,
oh,
you know,
nice.
You'll see it when you go there. Okay, so let me tell everybody who Beatrix is. Oh, my gosh, Beatrix Quintana is an amazing woman, as you'll hear in a few moments as she starts to offer her wisdom. But she's an author. She's a dynamic spiritual teacher. She is she's an artist in and of her own self. She has written several books. She spent over 20 years teaching, counseling, and using the tarot to offer wisdom to clients. She is the co-author of the 2011 Moon book, Living by the Light of the Moon. But as we'll hear later, she's been doing, this is one of her projects that she has offered to the world for many, many years. And I have been a student of Beatrix's, a fan, a follower, a peer,
a
whatever
friend.
You want to call it, all of the above. Oh, and we cannot forget about Spirituality on a String. She also is an amazing artist who creates jewelry that when you wear it, you feel the vibration of the love that she has imbued it with. So here you are with, you know, this necklace that is beautiful to look at, and then it just totally transforms your energy field and your heart chakra, et cetera. Well, it does. I mean, it's power. And she puts it on her website, and then it's gone, so you have to buy it quickly.
Yeah, we're getting ready to download 50 new pieces.
Oh my God.
I'm excited about that. So by the end of the week, we should have a whole new site.
So we're talking about pieces with very, very amazing gemstones. And, you know, I mean, you walk into Beatrix's home and you feel like you're transported to Tibet. You know, you're in Tibet or you're over here in India, or you're like, you know. And you know, one time I visited and I walk up and here's the same Buddha that I have, only Beatrix's has these beautiful little gemstones all over hers, and I'm like, ooh. So now I have that same Buddha with my little gemstones on
my
wealth corner.
That's great.
I know, so I think of you when I look at it.
Load it up, girl. That's the way it is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
and the Buddhas are happy when they have jewels on them. So.
Oh, they do. They do.
Yeah.
Especially like when you look at the amethyst crystal in the middle of this woman's third eye, you're gonna go, oh my gosh, I want one.
Oh, cool. So, I have to check it out.
Well, the Hindus know it with their bindis. I mean, you know, it's just right in that third eye just getting activated is just powerful. Okay, so Beatrix, we're like new moon time, and this is kind of a special new moon, isn't it, with an eclipse?
Yes, it's a solar eclipse and the new moon in Gemini. So it's very, very powerful. That'll be tomorrow at sometime around 2, well, it's 2:03 California time. So it should be around 4 your time.
Wow.
And whenever we have a new moon in Gemini, you know, it's always the opening to the Gemini moons open the doorway to bring on your heart chakra to open to the love and the acceptance of the risen Christ. So you're in a very powerful position in the next couple of weeks to embody the new energy for the 2011, the new love energy. So generally when we get to the full moon, it shows up a bit pink in its color, and that's to remind you of the energy of love that's in your heart in its most purest form. So then we also have, you know, the solar eclipse, which is very empowering, because with Gemini, it always rules the way you think. And it rules the energy below the way you think, which is your true intention, which then becomes your message for life. So right now, we're getting ready to open to the idea of our new message and the new way we will represent ourselves through our language and through our word and the way we put the word out, whether it's in a magazine like what you have with Spirit Seeker or a blog or even your entries on Facebook or this would be a great time to initiate a new book with a new kind of message that you would like to be known. So when we look at the solar eclipse, we go back 19 years. So one of the things that you want to do in the next 24 hours is look and see what was your message or what was your intention or what was the thought patterns that were evident to you, that become evident to you after looking at the year 1992. So wherever you were in 1992, that set up a 19-year pattern which will end or be eclipsed tomorrow. And then you begin a new set of messages and or intentions or a way to represent yourself with the word. So it is actually quite a powerful day.
That's amazing.
So where
That's
were you
amazing.
In 1992? I don't think I'd met you yet.
Oh,
met
no,
you
I
in what, 94?
Right, because 1992 is when I packed up my two children and left my marriage and, you know, walked away.
Wow, so there you go. That was a time for you. So you'll be releasing that whole process right during the solar eclipse around your time, 4:02, 3, you know, p.m., and that will all be released, all the years of struggle as a single woman and making your mark on the world and all of the things that went in that intention will be released, and now you will have and be open to accepting a new form of intention.
Well, it's really interesting because my daughter was 3, not quite 4, almost 4, and she just graduated from college, and it just feels like this huge opening for me that, okay.
It is.
I mean, I still have a little guy, but still, it's like that whole passage has just been completed.
Released.
Right.
Yeah, that is a good word to use, by the way. It's a passage. And as she goes off to college, which is, I know you're setting that up now, it's a profound time for you to do that because it's like you will be handing off the baton to your daughter to go make it, make her way in the world with her intention, and that'll free you up to have a new one for yourself.
Right. I mean, she's going to law school. Right. It's law school, but it's like I got her through her 4 years of college, and the law school's like her deal. And it's like this huge, huge opening. And, you know, it's so interesting. I pulled the card myself. You know how you do readings on yourself. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So I did this yesterday in the morning and in the evening. Both times, time to move on.
There you go.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, but which part of my life are you talking about? And I heard every area.
Yes. Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, my gosh. So
well, good. That's exciting. And there's some, you know, so it's very important for people to write their manifest list after 4 o'clock tomorrow because you'll be working on manifesting ways to communicate who you are and ways to update your technology. And there should be a tremendous amount of ideas floating down from the universe to be ready to be born into actuality in the next few days. So it's very important to pay attention to that. On June 2nd, the same day the moon's June 1st. June 2nd, Mercury moves into Gemini, so you can really consider the fact that the mind and the voice will be moving at a very fast pace. And then on the 3rd, Neptune goes retrograde, which will put us in this course in Pisces for the first time in 180 years. Something like that. Anyway, it will be going retro, and this will deepen our spiritual awareness. It'll also make our feelings more evident to us that need to be worked on based on perhaps some disappointments or false illusions. And then, whammo, on June 4th, Jupiter enters Taurus. Now, we all know Jupiter represents big bucks and tremendous abundance. And it moves into Taurus, which is all about abundance and manifestation.
That rule Taurus are I have.
Right, exactly. Or I accumulate. Or,
right.
Or I manifest luxury, beauty, art. Anything luxurious comes through Taurus. And it's connected now to Jupiter until the end of the year, which is going to lift everybody's financial forecasts, you know, up from the basement up to the penthouse.
Well, you know, this was predicted, like real estate is supposed to start moving mid-year. All of like homes that have not been selling are going to be start selling. And, you know, it's you can feel it with the economy just a little bit. It just feels like it's, you know, loosening up a little bit.
Exactly. It is loosening up. I mean, you can feel it here. And then it's just going to get deeper and deeper and deeper as the year, you know, progresses now. This is a turning point for abundance to be reclaimed. And so I would suggest for everybody who's listening to really know that your abundance factor will be advancing to a whole new level of expansion. You know, then we have, oh my God, on June 8th, Chiron, which is the wounded healer, goes retrograde. And when Chiron is in Pisces, what that does is it heals your heart from any forms of religion that have hurt you throughout your lifetimes. So I would expect a deep level of healing to come in the sensitivity range related to authority and or rules that, of religions that have in the past hurt you. And then you go, oh my God, on June 9th, Venus enters Gemini, and that is the best time to flirt.
Oh.
So it is the flirty time, and it's definitely when you feel the most charming, the most witty, and so that is definitely a time to go out and go to a party, go where people are, where you can shine. And then the final thing that happens, I mean, we have 2 weeks of massive planetary processes going on where Saturn goes direct, finally. It's been in retrograde since, I think, last December, and it's going to go direct on June 12th. So this will stable out any of the rocky relationship issues and move them more directly into a space where relating can become a little bit easier. So there's a lot happening.
It's
a great time to have me on.
Yes, it is. Well, I knew with the solar eclipse, I'm like, another solar eclipse? I mean, isn't this unusual to have this many solar eclipses?
Well, no, you usually have, you know, 4 or 5 a year.
It just
we have, we definitely have that, you know, going on right now. So,
yeah, it's great. I'll actually be at the Celebrate Your Life conference. I drive up to Chicago on June 9th, and the conference starts the 10th. It's the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. There will be over 2,000 people from all over the world, mainly the United States, with, you know, Marianne Williamson, all the top
wonderful gurus.
Oh, all of them. So I'm like, so I flirt on June 9th. Okay.
Yeah. And then the relationship door will be open again after June 12th. So enjoy yourself.
Maybe I'll bring someone home in my pocket from Chicago, hysterical. But Beatrix, I just want to, you know, mention one of your gifts. Beatrix is a Tibetan numerologist. And what we missed when her call dropped off was you know, a spirit seeker, originally I was going to name it Spirit Quest, and then, and the numbers were fine for that, they were good, but then we found out that was taken already, and, you know, by another magazine, and so I was in Iowa teaching a class, teaching holistic practitioners how to actually charge for their services, and how to be business people, and not just, you know, these wonderful healers, like, you know, let's be grounded and, like, make some business sense out of this, too. So I was there, and I ran into this woman that I knew from Omaha, Nebraska, and because, you know, from breathwork workshops, and I said, what are you doing here? And she says, well, I'm a seeker just like you. I'm a spirit seeker. Just like you. That's what she said. I'm a spirit seeker just like you. And I remember calling you from my cell phone from this Ames, Iowa conference saying, Beatrix, what about spirit seeker? And you're like, I love the name. And so that's how it came to be. You checked the numbers and you said, this is even better than spirit quest.
It was way better. And look at it.
I know.
It's lasted 14 years. I mean, that is amazing.
Right, right. And then we had our original logo, you know, had this eagle. It was actually an eagle, but it was faced backwards. And Beatrice was like, no, you can't be focusing on the past. You have to go forward. You have to think forward. And it would mean such a shift energetically,
yes.
Turning the burn around, going into the future. So,
right.
You know, I mean, you just have so many gifts, Beatrice. So many gifts.
Well, it was so fun to be a part of that. I enjoyed it so much, and then just to watch it grow, and you know the fact that you have your festivals or whatever they are, you know, two, three times a year, and then the magazine keeps going, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, yeah, for the listeners that are in the Midwest, our 26th Holistic Living Expo. Can you believe it? 26. It's an 8 numerologically. It should be fun. Okay. It's on August the 7th. And this expo is shaping up to be quite different because Spirit Seeker is different. And so we will have many different we're having speakers and vendors coming from right now we're at 6 different states. And
good.
Yeah, we're going to have sound healing. We're having Vishali, who will be my guest actually next week. She has cured herself of cancer twice by using Chine Song, which I'm trained in, but I've just, you know, I don't really practice it. Because I would need to, like, re-up my interest on that. But nonetheless, she's an expert in it. And Chine Song is abdominal organ rejuvenation. And you'll get to hear all about that next week. But it's like, you know, and then we have a tantra couple coming in teaching. We have...
Oh, fun.
Oh, I know. Sound healing. We just have so many different things coming. And so, yes, can you believe it, though, Beatrix, the 26th one?
That's so amazing.
I know.
Good for you.
It's, like, funny.
Yeah.
But here we are. Here we are. So Beatrix does this moon book that you can buy, and even though it is like we're going into June, I don't care. It's worth it because, and we're going to talk about new moon, full moon, for what those what that means. But I want to give you Beatrix's website. It's BEATREX.com, Beatrix.com. And on there you'll see, like, you know, the jewelry. You'll see Spirituality on a String. That's not a separate website, isn't it? Can't you get to it right from?
You can get to it right from the cover page. You just go down, scroll down on the cover page, and it'll say Jewelry by Beatrix, and
yeah.
It'll take you straight to the site. You know, and you can buy the moon book off the site.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Also, you can get it at Amazon. You can get it in any of the stores around town, what's it called? Barnes and Noble, and what's the other big one that's around?
Borders.
Yeah, those. I don't know, but Borders, I think, did they go out of business?
I don't know. I think they only closed certain ones, but
yeah.
I know they closed the ones here. But you know, I want to mention, you know, since we're talking about this technology and this being a perfect time to, like, you know, learn to communicate at a more at a higher level, since Gemini is all about communication ruled by Mercury. Today, of all things, after this 3-day long weekend, busy, packed, you know how it is, I hiked this morning at 8 o'clock with my hiking partner every Tuesday morning, and then I had this 9:30 training session. Oh, my goodness. For all of you listeners that are technical with the social media networks, okay, you know how you go to LinkedIn and you post, then you go to Twitter and you post, then you go to Facebook and you post, and then you have your regular, like, whatever. There is this new thing I learned today called Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE, Hootsuite. Now, let me tell you something. It's the most amazing thing. You sign up on there, and you can go up to 5 of your networks. So, of course, Spirit Seeker Cindy Meyer has a Cindy Meyer Facebook page, then Cindy Meyer Network fan page, and then a Spirit Seeker fan page. Okay, so that's 3. Then, you know, there's LinkedIn and Twitter. Well, guess what Hootsuite does for you? I mean, Beatrix, this was so hysterical because, you know, we both learned email at the same time. We designed your first website, okay?
I know you did.
I know. The whole thing, this is back in, like, 1996. We're, like, cutting edge with all of it. Because really, the Internet didn't start till 1994.
No, it was a slow start.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Once it locked in, maybe about 96, it started really locking in.
Right. So let me tell you what this Hootsuite does for all of you listening. And Beatrix, this is your next step. You go to Hootsuite and you register and you load up all your little media sites. And then guess what? It's you can schedule when you want your post to go, but you put your post on there and you choose where you want it to go, and it goes to everything in one fell swoop.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to do that. That's a perfect thing to have occur during a Gemini right now.
I know. I'm telling you, I learned so much today. In 2 hours, I went, that was worth every bit of my time, effort, energy, and financial investment. I just learned so much. And it's like, I thought, okay, so yeah, isn't that fun? Okay.
So you should schedule everything that you want to broadcast to be delivered to all your sites and your networks at 4:03 p.m. your time tomorrow, June 1st.
Okay,
will put out, you'll be received with the highest level of the new moon, which is all about manifesting the good things from your true communication. So put it out there. And for the next 2 weeks till June 15th, we will be in the new moon manifesting cycle. So everybody needs to write down their Santa Claus list of what they'd like to manifest. And since it is Gemini and that's all about technology, if you want to get a new computer, an iPad, or all the other different gadgets that are available, now is the time to actually manifest them for yourself. And you will have really good fortune that goes with them, because you'll be in the right timing to purchase any communication devices.
Okay, and when did you say Mercury goes direct?
No, Mercury, it's not retrograde. Mercury enters Gemini on the 2nd of June.
Okay.
So as Mercury goes through Gemini this month, along with the Sun, it's like a double shot of communication. So the more you can put yourself in that formula, the better off you are.
Okay.
Right, as far as communication, getting the word out, getting your message out, getting your marketing. It's the best time, oh my God, with Mercury in there. If you're a person that makes sales pitches, it is definitely time.
That's hysterical.
You know, and you'll be at your best wit to produce very positive results for yourself.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's a very powerful month this month. It's like the whole tide turns this month and sets us up for tremendous miracles to occur.
And so it's all, though, about communication, though.
About communication, about education, you know, it's just extremely positive.
Okay. So, listeners, we're going to talk just a little bit about how to manifest with the moon so that you can understand the importance of the work that Beatrix is bringing through her manifesting book. It's just this, you know, there was a time when there was an earthquake about to hit where Beatrix lived. And I called her and I'm like, are you okay? And she says, I have my computer in my car. I have my new moon books in the car.
Right.
And I have my jewelry in the car.
That was it.
I know. And I started laughing. We both laughed because it's like when the chips are falling, you just, what's the most important? And, for many years you self-published this book, and that's why when you're like, oh, you can find it at Barnes & Noble and Borders, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are doing free readings. I know a lot of you are wanting free readings, and, you know, we're going to do as many as we can. We'll, you know, one by one as soon as we get there, which will be in a few minutes. But right now, for the listeners who are not familiar with new moon, full moon, et cetera, and you've said many times, like, new moon, this is when we want to write what we want to manifest.
Exactly.
Can you share what the difference in the cycles are so that people understand a little bit more?
Right. Well, the new moons are all about manifesting. That's getting what you want. That's why I insist that my students write a Santa Claus list on the new moons. It's like, what would you like to receive in your life? And you want to write that down. Now, you could look at it under the umbrella of Gemini, which would be you know, great communication skills, learning to tell your truth by speaking kindly, you know, looking at the way you relate to other people with the words that you say. So you could do it under that umbrella, or you could just simply work with it under the umbrella of the fact that it's a new moon, and write down everything you'd like to receive. So you want a yacht, you want your income to go up to 20 grand a month, do you want a house in the mountains, a house in the city, you know, do you want your new business to get fully organized by organizational specialists? Just think of anything you would like to manifest for yourself and write that down. And the more you put down, the more you manifest. Now, what this happens during this full moon is all these seeds that you plant in your Santa Claus list book or your moon book if you buy one, and write down, these seeds begin to germinate and open up doorways and opportunities for you to actually realize some of the things that you put on your list. But this list keeps going throughout the year, and it's been put in writing. You've spoken the word, you've read it out loud, and it's in motion. Once this list gets in motion by your word and your intention, then it begins to, you know, you begin to walk through the doorways that show up, then you start manifesting. So now when we get to June 15th, we will be then in, that's when the full moon happens. Now, by this full moon on June 15th, you ought to have recognized some of the doorways that have opened up for manifesting. And at that time, then you get ready for the full moon, which is all about releasing. So let's say you put down that you wanted a house in the mountains, a little vacation home in the mountains, and that didn't occur. So when you get to the releasing moon, then you write down, I release all blocks relating to me getting my mountain house. Or you look at other things that you might want to release, which is bad habits that keep you maybe from exercising, or, you know, not fulfilling your promise to life by not taking action. You may want to release some untruths that you've told people and go back and reconcile issues through bad communication. So the full moons are just as powerful as the new moons, and what you're doing for the full moon cycle is you are forgiving yourself for things that you feel have created blocks in your life, and then you are releasing those blocks. Release my blocks to manifesting my true love. Release the blocks on my poor self-image. Release, you know, or to accepting myself. You know, whatever comes up, you want to write that down. And then you say it out loud, and then the releasing process begins. And during the releasing moons, which are all full moon cycles, they last about 2 weeks, you continue to become aware of what it is that you want to release. So as you discover this by reading your list and looking at your list and saying it out loud, you will determine for yourself where you need to empty yourself out so that you can manifest by the next moon. So it's a good idea. What I tell people is during the full moons, you want to, you want to clean out your closet and get rid of things that no longer fit or things in your closet you don't love anymore. And then make room for the time when the new moon hits, and then you can go on a shopping spree and manifest new clothes and new things that you would like for you that represent the new you. So you don't want to shop on the full moons. You want to empty out on the full moons. You want to load up on the new moons. Do you get it?
Well, and you know, I'm trained in feng shui, and that's like
right.
I just love feng shui. And so much of the new moon, full moon is, I look at it as the checks and balances. You know,
yes.
And when I have a person who just has too much stuff in their home, I'll say for every one item you bring into your home, you have to let two go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and it changes the whole dynamic when if you want to bring in one little anything, I don't care if it's a toothbrush, you have to let two of something go because you're bringing something into this space and you have too much stuff. And so
yes.
when I love teaching, you know, my clients and, you know, guiding them toward this book is because new moon, full moon will keep your life in balance. Because
it does.
It does. And it's,
yeah,
and you're fresh.
It's amazing.
You're constantly looking, you know, the whole thing with feng shui is love it, use it, or lose it.
Yeah.
And if you were full moon, you're looking around and what do I want to let go of? And what's great about this book is it gives you the colors, it gives you the stones,
yeah.
It gives you how to create an altar. It gives you suggestions on, you know, affirmations. You know, I now release all that is no longer a vibrational fit to what I want to communicate in my life.
Exactly.
You know, it's like...
You
know, or, you know, setting intention, I now communicate clearly and effortlessly and, you know, with ease, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's so there's affirmations, there are suggestions on where to look in your life, on what you want to release. I mean, just new moon, full moon is wonderful in and of itself. But when you fine-tune it with Beatrix and, you know, Suzanne Lennox's book, what you get is each sign, zodiac sign, plus the dimensions of what the planets are doing, because all of this is like all in this. It's all there. I mean, it's like it's a scientific process. And so
yeah.
It works, you know, it just works so well, you know, with you know, what I'm doing with feng shui, because, you know, it's like you reconceive your life every single month.
You absolutely do.
Yeah.
And
so
perfect. Yeah, we even have the gods and goddesses that go with each moon, and you can pray with them or ask for their assistance in getting what you want done. So that it's pretty well detailed on how to live a successful life by following the cycles of the moon. And
it's powerful.
It is powerful, and it actually works, and we have a lot of fun with it. And I have a class that's every other Wednesday night that I do, and people have been coming for years. It's just so much fun.
Wow, perfect.
Yeah, I really enjoyed teaching this. This is a powerful teaching. And, you know, as time as we know it changing, as we know, as we're moving towards the end of the Mayan calendar. So if you live by cycles, your life is easy. If you live by time, you're always stressed out. And we're not quite sure how the timing of things are going to be working in the absence of the Mayan calendar. But from what we can all figure out is that everything is going to be happening in the moment. So it'll be a big quantum leap for people to release time and then begin to just live and do what's in front of them. And by doing that, your life will become more and more successful.
Wow.
So,
okay. So we're going to segue into doing a few readings. But I want to give our websites, spiritseeker.com, spiritseeker.com, and there will be a separate expo website, but you can click, you can just go to there and click on it, and then also, so everything for our August 7th Holistic Expo will be up, the whole program guide will be in our July issue, and then the Cindy Meyer site, for those of you that are wondering, is still under construction because Cindy Meyer has been too busy to write her new content for her website. So that's why I'm not even sending you there. But
now is the time to do that with the Gemini moon.
I know. I'm thinking about just locking myself in somewhere with my computer this weekend and just, like, you know, getting on it. But at any rate, and then Beatrix is Beatrex.com. Okay, so I know there are a number of people that wanted readings tonight because I've been receiving your emails. Thank you. So all you have to do is press 1, and then Nate will bring you on one by one, and we'll do as many as we're able.
Okay. How about Vicky from Miami?
Okay. Hello, Vicky. Hello. Hello, Vicky. Are you there?
Buster.
Okay, there you are. Hi,
Vicky. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the call. Okay.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. How are
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. We're very well, thank you. So how may we help you tonight?
I'd like to know, I just broke up with my boyfriend a couple weeks ago. I wanted to know if you felt that we would get back together. I kind of, like, set him free. Do you feel that he will come back with a commitment, or what do you pick up?
What is his name? First name only.
Jason.
Ethan?
Jason, yes.
Oh, Jason.
Okay, let me just look here. So you broke up with him, but now you want to rubber band him back to you, is that so?
Well, I kind of, like, set him free. You know that saying, if you love something, set him free. I want, you know, he's not giving me any clarity, and he's kind of, like, just, you know, dragging me on. And I know he loves me, but it's just not fair for me to be in this position. So I just said, you know what, figure it out and let me know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give him a time limit?
No, I didn't want to be that, like, anal. I didn't want to be like, oh, you have till XYZ. I just kind of, you know, I didn't want him to feel too pressured. Even, you know, this whole commitment thing is, like, a big pressure for anyone. So I didn't want to be like, you have till this day, you know.
Okay, so Beatrix, I'll let you start, and then I'll tag in.
Okay, the good old do he love me reading.
Yes.
Right, so Vicky, I need to tell you something. This guy loves you as deep as the ocean is deep. I see so much love in his field. But he is the ocean, the tides, he flows in, he flows out. He is not the kind of guy that you can put a lasso around through the commitment. I actually think that you've been a great inspiration to him. He's been a great deal of love for you. And I feel very strongly that the idea right now, especially with the way things are in the universe, to ask for a commitment it's very brave of you, and I'm proud of you that you ask for your boundaries, but the kind of guy this guy is not the kind of guy that, he is the king of love, and his love is so strong, and it's an insult to him to be called on the commitment process. So let's hope that the high tide will bring him back into your life and that you will begin to acknowledge and appreciate him for the love that he does bring you, because he really does love you, and allow for that to be enough for right now, and just get into the space of love and enjoyment, and throw the lasso away. That's what my advice is.
It's like going on 5 years, the end of this year, so I figure, like, it's a long time. Let me know where this is going. So,
yeah.
I mean, if it was just early, you know what I mean?
Well, if you want the kind of guy that is going to, you know, give you the white picket fence and the home and the this and the that and the PDA and all that stuff, then you're sparking up the wrong tree, because this guy is not the right kind of guy. But if you want love and just continue in the bliss of love, then you're fine. But he's not the kind of guy that you want to put a lasso around.
Okay.
Okay, so Vicky, here's the deal, though. Are you wanting children? Because I keep hearing, but what about children?
I do want children, not now, but when I get married, yes.
Right, but see, notice those words. I knew this was what the issue was. The issue is you want children and you want Mr. and Mrs. And he would give you a child, I think, but you just are not going to have Mr. and Mrs.
No.
Oh,
so what,
no.
So a converse, well, but this is how he is. He's much more like Canadian than American, sort of. I mean, like in Canada, they're doing commitment ceremonies. Because in Europe is even going to this because they don't like the high divorce rate. So something for you to consider is, do I have something better than most people that are married even have? Other than, you really, it's cosmic. The two of you are quite lovely together. And there's a new dawn if you do get back together. And notice I say if, because it's really going to be up to you. You're going to have to look at it as a new start.
Yeah.
And, and like really navigate your way. And so most of this is going to be, you know, like your manifesting list that Beatrix was talking about, you know, with new moon, what do you want? If you really want a husband and a partner, then you need to be clear with that. And the universe will bring that to you. But it's not probably going to be this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a difference between the husband and a man. So on your list, you need to write down that you're manifesting a husband for yourself rather than a boyfriend or a man, because you're ready for the Better Homes and Gardens, and he's not there.
No, he's not.
I see.
He will run as fast as he can. He'll feel like a horse that is being yanked back. Like, what are you doing? Let me have my full run, and you'll get everything. If you try and pull me back, I'll give you nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. When do you see him coming back in my life, if I may ask?
What was the question?
You need to continue to tell him how much you feel his love and how you appreciate it. You know, a lot of times, all men really need is good acknowledgement. So it's a good thing. He would respond nicely to that.
And laughing. You didn't laugh toward the end. You know, I mean, you were more serious, and what he loves about you is your lightness and your airiness and your laughter. And, you know, what I keep hearing is set your sights higher. Don't make him wrong for being who he is. He's like this beautiful ocean full of love, but as we know with the ocean, the tides come in, the tides go out, and it's kind of like, you know, it's not going to be this rock steady anchor that you're going to get with someone who's going to be there day in, day out for the long haul. If that's what you're wanting, fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but don't make him wrong for being a free spirit.
I see. So he's not willing to compromise and commit, because, like, I don't know, it's like something has to give.
Not
what, like, you
not
know.
He is.
I'm sorry, what, Beatrix?
It's not that he's not willing, it's just that's not who he is.
Right. It's not the right. It's just not. You can't take a round free spirit and put it in a square hole. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and there's nothing wrong with you wanting what you want either, Vicky. This is the whole deal.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with you wanting what you want. Learn from this experience, because I pulled the synthesis card on you. You were like really like working overtime, and your guides are trying to help you, and that's why you're waking up around 2 or 3 in the morning. They're like, are you getting it? We're working. We're tired. They're like, the minute you lay your head down, they're like, oh, good, now maybe she'll listen. Because you're trying to figure this all out in your head, and that's not where the answers are going to come. The answers are going to come from your heart.
Yeah.
And you miss him tremendously. Yes, he misses you. But he does not want to go back into this person that he felt like was no longer happy with him. And it wasn't that you weren't happy with him. It was the situation. And you're like, hey, I've given you 5 years. How much more do I have to give you? Well, in his mind, he would have given you another 5 years and probably a child. But just don't ask him to get married. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, he knows. Yeah, I know. Well, he knows I want to get married, so I feel like if I don't get that, then I just, there's no point of being together. Like, you know, that's important to me, but I understand everyone's different, so maybe he thinks that, you know, not marrying me is important to him, which, you know, I think we may have outgrown each other to a certain point, because I guess that I'm a different place in my life, you know?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't make him wrong for being who he is. And the main thing is set your sights higher, set your intentions, and bring it to you. End of subject.
You're right.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, well, good luck
Thank
with everything.
You.
Okay, good night. Okay, do we have another caller with
a
question?
We've got lots of callers.
Okay.
This is Antoinette from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Antoinette. Welcome to the call. Okay, we're going to go a little faster since we have so many people, so
yeah,
how may we help you?
Okay, I would like to know where my love life is going. I am back in touch with a ex from my past. We dated 10 years ago. We hadn't spoken in 6 years. Now we're back to writing. I would like to know, is me and Jay going to be getting into a relationship, or is this just a friendship, or what's going to happen here?
Okay.
Let me just look at the energy around Antoinette and Jay. Okay. I would expect that this is going to be a friendship. It's actually going to be a breakthrough for you, because whatever happened to you with this guy has been kind of like a block for you and getting what you really want. I think it's a wise decision to stay in communication with him and find out what it was that you learned from this relationship and what it taught you, and then move on. I don't see anything more than that, except the universe has given you a bridge to a newfound love that's not him, but you had to learn the lesson from him before you could get to the next level.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And this pause and this reconnection is giving you a chance to share a breath. Like, you're actually breathing together. You're able to converse together. It's helping heal your heart. But really, you've got Artemis here. And Artemis is all about selfhood. It's like, this is going to help you become more clear on really what you want. And it's what Beatrix said. This is giving you the bridge, healing your heart around what happened before with this guy. And you're learning unconditional love. And do you two just like love music or something? Who's the music person here?
I have no idea.
Well, it just feels like there's music. Maybe it's just the angelic realm. But it's like I just hear music, and sometimes I hear words to songs. And what I'm hearing is Tina Turner saying, "What's love got to do with this?" And it feels like it's just you're being brought back together to figure out what it was all about and to totally drop your shields and then move on to your real – so this is like a – when the universe – one time I remember I called Beatrix – many years ago, I'm like, "Beatrix, three old boyfriends have contacted me. What the heck?" And she says, "You couldn't hear them before. You could not receive what they had to say before, and now you've softened so much, and they're all calling you to tell you how much they loved you back then. You couldn't get it then because of the circumstances around the way things went down."
Right.
But really, you know, and truly, this gentleman is honoring you, and you're receiving as a female, and then you're going to be ready to go to the real divine love.
I would say that you have 2 months to dive in the swimming pool with this guy and really get it, what the lesson was. And believe me, after that, you are set free. A major breakthrough happens. And I think the music that Cindy's hearing is the call of the new love on the other side of this old one healing.
Oh, because I just hear this beautiful music, and I'm like,
yeah, because the letters that he's writing, though, it sounds like he wants to get back together, because he keeps asking, where's your daughter's father, where's he been, where's he at in the picture? I mean, he's just so consumed about where my 11-year-old daughter's father is, and, you know, it just seems like he's trying to get himself back into the picture, so to speak.
Well, let him get into the picture and find out what it was that you needed to remember before you can move on.
Right.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, good luck with everything. Enjoy it and get ready.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Okay. So, Nate, what do we have next? I know.
Well, we got time for one more at least, unless you want me to extend the time. So.
No, we're good.
Okay. This is Suzanne from Long Island.
Okay. All right.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I had two questions. I didn't know which one to ask.
That's okay. Just ask and we'll both chime in.
Okay.
You have two questions. Well, narrow it down to one. You have to decide.
love life. I met someone. Do you think it will be a relationship? I'm looking for a husband. And do you see that down the road? And what do you see with this? Everything.
Okay,
with
and the first name of the
else?
Gentleman?
What? Yeah.
The first name of the gentleman?
Sean.
Sean or John?
Sean.
Sean, okay.
You've already met him.
Just Sunday.
All right, the energy around Sean filling the bill for Suzanne as a husband. Oh, wow, it's a mixed bag of tricks. I think that there's a lot here. I don't know. I feel very strongly that the timing for the next month is kind of off, not quite right for this guy, for you. I don't know if he has unfinished business or he's going through a process that may require time. So let's just put it like this. If, in fact, you connect again and he says to you, I may not be able to see you for a month, I would say to him, that's great. Do whatever it takes to clear, you know, to do whatever you need to do. Because after a month is over, there is some amazing experiences coming forward to you where you will feel this guy could be very qualified on a very good level to be a successful husband, a successful relationship. You would be a successful wife. You do very well together. But the trick will be letting him go do what he needs to do to get to you again. So if there's kind of a delay, trust it.
Well, and don't sit home knitting.
I don't want you to sit home knitting. I'm just like, don't take it personally.
Right, right.
Because when this guy returns to you, he will be ready to roll, and it will be very successful. And there's a lot of good here for a fabulous life.
Right. He's got some kind of responsibility, Beatrix. That's what I'm getting. There's some kind of something. I don't even know if it's a work, but there's some kind of something that has a. It's all encompassing, and he's thinking, why did I meet her now at this time when I've got all this? But if he says it'll be a month before you can see him, trust, like Beatrix said, trust that. Let it go, because you've got the let go card, and you've got there's this huge responsibility on this guy's shoulders, and some of it. His old stuff that he needs to really let go of. But for you, morning affirmations. You wake up in the morning, you do your positive thoughts. You have overcome a lot of difficulties to be where you are right now.
Yeah.
And it's like you've already like cleared your path and you're full out ready to play. He's got some stuff to clean up. So you can take this time to figure out more and more what you want. And I just see you listening to him. He's going to actually talk to you and explain it. And you're going to say, you know, similar to the other caller that was on earlier tonight, you're just going to let him go, knowing that if it's meant to be, he'll come back. But I think he's going to be much better on the other side. If you try to push this right now, it would not be good.
Yeah.
One really, really quick question is important. Do you think I'll ever get residential custody back on my son? It seems like my ex pushed my son away from me.
I think your son's coming back, by the way.
Yeah.
You have no idea. He's been pushed away from me by my ex.
Well, but, you know, how old is he? 9?
Oh, my God, you're good. He turned 10, but my ex just got the residential custody in January. Now he's trying for supervised visitation, which is nuts because I'm not a bad mother. Now even the therapist says that she could see how the ex pushed him away from me.
Well, it's total manipulation. But the deal is if you're going to have supervised visitation, make it outside at parks or someplace.
I'm not going to have that. I'm fighting for not to have that.
No,
there's no
guardian ad litem, when they get involved, you know, you have to play the game. But the bottom line is this: your kid already knows, and if you just take him outside and be with nature, that's what I'm hearing. No matter what, take him outside. And I'm not sure why I'm hearing that. Maybe Beatrix can get why, but I'm just hearing, don't. Fight this, yes, fight it, but also just see it differently. Like the new moon, manifest on your list that this is dropped. I mean, it's all a ploy, it's all manipulation, it's all control.
Yeah.
You are a good mother. But you have to really know that in your heart, and you have to, like, and I would put a picture of you and your son, or just your son, and psychically communicate to him and just tell him how much you love him. The father's scared. He thinks that, you know, somehow you're going to get him back and you're going to take him away, and it's just all fear, all fear.
But you don't ever see him coming back to me?
I
no,
didn't say
I
that.
No, I do. Yeah. It's better than you think.
Yeah.
So don't be the victim here. Celebrate your motherhood with him when you're together and allow it to occur. This child will set himself free from the father and figure it all out if you get out of the way. So that when you're with him, celebrate your motherhood and being the mom of this wonderful child. He's a free thinker. He's extremely bright, and he will figure it out.
Oh, yeah. And just call on the angels. Call on the angels to just, like, you know, help heal the situation. I mean, this child's smart. He's very smart. Beatrix has got his, you know, little energy field. He's very smart. He's already figured out that a lot. But you have to understand, he's living with his father. He's in that energy field. But you know what? You just have to trust that the truth will be known.
I just don't know when. I don't think I can handle waiting years.
Well, don't even go there. That's a victim speaking. You're the mother.
Right.
Own that space. Walk around the house. I am the mother of this child.
And the other thing is, it's not personal.
Own it.
If you can just say, this is not personal. This is my child, my divine child. I brought this child into the world. He selected me as his mother. And I know that the universe is bringing him back to me. It's not personal. I can't. And don't slam his father no matter what. 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 It's like, the two of you brought him in, and, you know, he chose the two of you, and he needs his life lessons from both of you that he came to the earth plane for this time. And, you know, yeah, your former husband might have him a little more now, but guess what? The heart is still here in this whole situation, and this child's coming back to you in a new way.
Very immediately. Yeah.
So just relax with it. And maybe it's to give you space to attract this new guy and give you some one-on-one time with him. And I'm not minimizing the other part, but there's a reason for everything, you know, and just say my life is in divine order, divine time, and I know all good is coming, including my son. And just see it and focus on it. And don't let the rest of the stuff drive you crazy.
All right, I'll try to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Say yes, 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 yes to life, and it all works. Okay, so listeners, this is Cindy Meyer. This is the weekly Cindy Meyer Spirit Seeker Show. I am so delighted to have had Beatrix Quintana, my spiritual mentor, advisor, friend, all of the above, you know, here is my guest tonight. Beatrix, you're always a delight to have on the show. I always learn so much from you. Thank you, thank you. And I want to give you her website. It's beatrix.com, which is beatrex.com. And all of her information is there. You can order the book. I don't think the Facebook group is on there, but there's all kinds of stuff with the new moon. You can buy the book, you can buy the new moon bag, spirituality, you know, strength, everything that about Beatrix is there. And then you can go to the Spirit Seeker site, spiritseeker.com, and all of the information about our upcoming events. And if you favorite the show on Blog Talk, it helps Cindy Meyer, because guess what it does? When you favorite the show, then you automatically get a reminder from Blog Talk when the radio show comes on, and it moves us closer to the front of the page. Now, this is not for ego. It's a matter of, if we go closer to the front of the page in, under the section spirituality, it means we reach more people. And that's what this is all about, just helping people. And, you know, Beatrix, thank you so much. And
I enjoyed it to the fullest.
Yeah, and you know, if you have friends who were not able to listen to the call and you're like, oh my gosh, you should have heard it, send them to the Spirit Seeker site. They can click there. It'll take them to my Blog Talk page. Every single one of these interviews is archived the minute it's done. So that's compliments of Blog Talk. That's what I pay for with this program. And, you know, it's all there. So you can listen to it morning, noon, or night, which is the virtual blog part of the show. So thank you, listeners. I'll be on next week with Vishali, and you can learn so much about healing and how to empower yourself with healing. And there we go. So it is a mystery. Is it not, Beatrix? It's just fun and a mystery.
That's a good word. Really.
So enjoy the new moon in Gemini. And thank you, Beatrix, and thank you, Nate, the producer behind the scenes. Okay, good night, everyone. Bye.